Blog Talk Radio.
Making it out to live tailgate party. We're down here in Brandon, Florida, live at the Town Arena. We're running stock. They're just getting underway down here. Just had a couple of exhibition riders. We're going to know what's been going on here. We're going to get down to some great bull riders down here momentarily. Looks like we're going to have 16 bull riders tonight. But hey, you know what? You know what? We're having a hard time looking at this list. It looks like 16 or 17 bull riders. We bring six back to the short trail. All the bulls are going to be here ready for Sir Gregory Jackson. These bulls are going to have their weekend cut up. They're going to be down in Naples, Florida tomorrow night. We're going to be going down to Southern States Bull Riding as well. And they went down here by 5-4. These guys are getting a taste of what bulls are going to be on the lake. They're going to be doing tomorrow. We do have some cowboys that are down in Naples, Florida tomorrow. Nick Cousin, Kyle Blackburn, look at a few other ones. We've got Bill Vellante, he making eight down there, as well as Chris Boyd. Look to see those guys out there tonight. All you fans that may not know, we are going to let you know we're going to slide down technically quick. It looks like they're getting some flankers, some more bulls. So we're going to get through that. So we're going to go on with that. Hopefully get some light on here. As the sun goes down in Brandon, Florida, the Friday lights come on. It's bull ride time from Brandon, Florida, the Carolina Arena. We'll be right back.
Come on.
welcome back to your fans. We're live in Brandon, Florida, at the Crosstown Arena, Wilmington Rough Rock. We're going to let you know just until you get the baseball moves underway down there. So, Greg Rogers, definitely Cowboys that making it easy to work a little bit. He's been in our gear and getting kind of down here, but did a great job actually. Made a decent ride down there, about 6 to 8 seconds right at the buzzer. Great little pop, skipping, pulled him out, and was with. So great job for tonight. And then we do want to remind you, fans, all of these on DVD for sale on makingit.com. Stop by our store, or we'll have them live at the next event. Swing on down on the 3rd of July. We'll be back down here. Let me talk. You can down here. What's going on tonight? We've got 17 riders. We have two full riders here tonight, Wisely and Jimmy Swin. Both have done a great job so far. With guys, we're getting ready to go down to the junior rider. Garrett Harrison is going to be the bull rider. He's going out as a rider. He starts going out, and the bull kind of cut down below there. They pulled him off. Here he goes. Oh! Hard to the left, not able to make it. I'm sure he'll be back. The Blake top dollar, he's awesome. He's making it. A brother down here. He's a little dude. So still in the tan corner. So we do have a Cole Lamonte, Boyd of Team Day down here. And, we will let you guys know what's going on here momentarily. We're going to break some minutes and get ready for the Friday night roll and rodeo. And I'll stay tuned. We'll be back. We'll be right back.
satisfied. Hooked on an 8-second ride.
All right, Rodeo fans, welcome back to the Tokyo Party. We're getting away down here with some great old Biden happens. Looking for the corn down on first game out now. Josh is going to be bucket shoot number one, getting up his road right now. We're going to see who it is, let you know what's going on. Bullfighters are getting set to go. The Nuts are in the arena. And we're going to find we're able to find the take it out reach. The now Bryce stepping in there. Great job for the Bullfighters. Top Navy Seals are stepped in. Hi, Rio fans. Yeah, looks like we have a little cap there. Looks like we may get gotten up just a bit. Looks like he's a little just tolling his britches there. We're going to check in. We want to remind you, Rodeo fans, we all take it out. Reach a bump to the kitchen room. Cowboy is up and walking out. We have some more lift up. Let's know what's going on. We're going to try to set the new year. We're going to take some calls during the intermission. If you guys have your comments about the rodeo that you're hearing, we want to let you got on it. Give us a call. Let us know what's going on in your area. Give us a shot to somebody. We're going to open up the lines during our intermission for the road fans. So, we're going to have some more music during that break. I'll switch over and chat with you a little bit on the radio. Let's say hey and talk a little bit about the night action with me. I'm not sure who that cowboy was. But I'm going to slide on down to our next cowboy here. Got a lot of guys down here, a lot of guys that we have seen before, some new faces, some faces that Hi, Rodeo fans. Have a little technical difficulty down here. Remington Rust. We're going to report it all for you. But Tom Biden, the first cowboy to come up on the quad ride on 12-56. That's going to be the first cowboy to the quad ride. Do want to remind my Rodeo fans, if you're tuning in to it, you can call in during our intermission. We're going to really take your call, talk some rodeo with you. So if you wanted the opportunity to get up eight and say hey to your viewers, that's going to be the opportunity to do that. So give us a call on our intermission break. We're going to let you know when that is coming up. check going on down to the third Cowboy. We're going to find out who this little boy is.
All
right, so Kevin Richard Freeman. And then number two right now with a Southern Updates bull ride against a big leg called Crazy Leg. Team up to this bull ride might be one of the Corey's bull. Well, we're going to see what he's made of right now. He's got a veteran cowboy, knows how to get the job done, sitting number two of the bull riding. Out of shoot number one. Back on to the left now. Rooster's got some an easy now hard left corner. He's able to stay with him. Dipping him with a skirt. Oh, yeah, Rooster's got some speed. Just doesn't pay off the back out. It's going to be a qualified. We're going to find out what that score is. Points. Mr. Beacon. Got to put him in the lead. Along with the go, real fan. Don't go sliding down the number two right now. We're going to another right handed delivery rule. Looks like Drew Flynn to be the next cowboy. Going to pull that 77 run. This is a rank little dude right here. This bull will buck. You see well, this is where it goes with running across. Bull's going to be coming out for the right now. Get on rope. Fighters ready to go. Call for gate. Just around that corner now. Get a right corner. Around the hole to the left. Able to make that seat. Corner for Drew Flynn. He'll be able to score. He is definitely upset. Well, where did he bring his back to this one? We are on the chat room. I want to invite you to come over and stop in and say hey. Alright, rodeo fans, looks like one of the ETA main members is up next. But Chris has been in the he's getting a job in here right now. All right, Chris taking his pull right now. Just real fan up. We got this down here. Each judge will give the fighter 25 and pull 25 points for 100 points. Getting up on the foot. 302 5 7 1 right bank bull here. Here comes up to the back around to the right now. It's making it look good. Oh, backwards now. Uh oh. Pull this right now. Pull backwards for 2 jumps. Not the way to do it for that cowboy. Not going to get it done. He'll be in the forest bull, but we look to see him. Him back again. Off, they don't have enough points. Off by time, so we see. Hopefully, see Chris back short round. Here we go. Bucking 2-4. Another one of the team make it the Brewers. Villamonte.
All right, welcome back, Rodeo fans. Sorry we've missed you here. We've been kind of wrapped up. Had some technical difficulties, but we're trying to work through these things. Definitely want to remind you guys that we are going to be back. During the intermission, we're going to be taking your calls. So you guys will have the opportunity to call in. Check us out. Let us know what's going on. Tell us what you think about the rodeo tonight. Looks like we're going to be going down to Brandon Barber on the Bull Bay Call Food Jump. Coming out of Bucket Team
here.
Number 1.
The new Remington hat, the new Remington brand window stickers. So make sure you swing on by and see Carol down here by the tower.
It's one rank little bull. Usually about 2 jumps, and this bull is
Brandon
has them
Barber
all.
Everything ready to go in Bucket Team Number 1. Got to get that head nod when he's ready.
There he goes. He's getting up on his rope right now. Brandon Barber, one of the Cowboys we have not seen as of recently down here at Remington Rough Stock. All right, there we go.
Here we go.
Oh, back to the left real hard.
Oh,
and
right
jumps
out
in. I mean, he's going to slam, don't you?
You got to
wow.
Put your hands together for Brandon Barber.
It's going to be a no score for Brandon Barber. All right, rodeo fans. We are working out the kinks down here for tonight's show. We will get back with you. We're going to work this thing out and be ready to go tomorrow night. Slide on down to Buck and Shoot Number 2 now. I'm going to find out who that cowboy is momentarily.
Going to Buck and Shoot Number 2. Who we got there in Number 2?
So far, our event leader right now is Russo Nakima with a score 71. We got Colt Villamonte.
Tony Harris
comes in second place with a score of 69. And Kyle Blackburn with a score of 66. Now we're going down with Tony Harrison.
See what Tony Harrison's
going to be on a Bull Leg brand, 60 Motley. There he goes, out to the left now. Oh, yeah, he's got himself a nice little seat. Oh, back up on his rope right at the buzzer. Going to be close.
Hey, boy, hey.
He was close. Going to be a no score for Tony Harrison, but great try for that cowboy. All right, rodeo fans, so we're sliding on down. Looks like we got a lot more cowboys left to go. All right, rodeo fans, make sure you get on down. Check in with us on our chat room. You want to stop in and say hey to us. We're also on the, we're going to be taking your calls during the intermission.
We're going to open up the tracks to work and south. All right, we're going to Naples. Want to tag along? Come see a great SSPR show with us tomorrow night down in Naples at the Collier County Fairground.
Chrissy just making the announcement. Now, we are going to be doing a actual tailgate party, rodeo fans. We are coming down here to Crosstown Arena. We are going to be meeting up, and we're going to meet up with Remington Rough Stock and their gang, and we are going to tailgate right all the way down to Naples, Florida. We're going to unload those bulls, set up our tailgate party, get ready for some great bull riding action with the Southern States Bull Riding and Remington Rough Stock tomorrow night. We're going to be pulling out of here about 2 p.m. Eastern time if you want to go. give us a call. Let us know. We'll be happy. We'll give you a lift. You can ride in the truck with us down there. Be happy to have you. Looks like they're still trying to get some more bulls loaded up in the bucking chutes now.
Alright,
it looks like we're going to bucket number 4. Kyle Spring. Kyle Spring. Going to be in a bull that they call Saw.
Kyle's riding the bull that we call Saw.
Another rank little bull here now, bucked off, Chris Boyd last week. We're going to see what Kyle can do with him. Mike Santo, Corey Costa is going to be the judges tonight. Doing a great job for us. Bull's going to be coming out to the left. All right, there he goes. Call for the gate. Bulls out hard to the left. Back around to the right now. Kyle able to stay with him. Oh, back around to the left. He got hooked on the side of him and just couldn't stay with him. Going to be a no score for Kyle Spring.
But a good effort. Put your hands together for that cowboy.
All right, rodeo fans, looks like we're going to get down here to some more bull riding action. Got Kelly down here doing the filming for us for our DVD. If you want to check them out, get on by the making8.com. Stop by the shop page.
That's right, 3 Cowboys with 4 so far. Going to take the top 5 back to the second round.
Jump on by and pick you up a DVD, t-shirt, hat. We got them all for sale.
Come on up here, Skinny. Also, your best, you know you're a redneck when. Right, you know you're a redneck when.
All right, going down to our next cowboy coming out of bucket shoot number 3.
For the best one. Those are the last words a redneck can say. Famous last words of a redneck. Home of beer, y'all. Watch this. Thank you, Kevin. Bucket shoot number 3.
Not sure who the cowboy is. He's getting up on his rope, though.
Find out who he's got over there.
Chad Willis. Going to be on a bull they call Spring.
Oh.
Slam.
This is changeable.
Oh, I stand correct. It looks like they changed
Chad
the bull.
Willis,
out hard to the left.
Right on the score.
Oh, yeah. Chad's got himself a seat. He's up on his rope. He's kind of hop-skipping back around to the left now. Makes a real tight corner, staying with him. Great job for Chad Willett. Actually switched some bulls around. He was on a bull they call Stole.
Where'd he find on one side? 34 on the other? 69 points.
Going to put him in a tie for second place right now with team making 8th, Cole Villamonte. Great job, Chad Willett.
In a tie for second place.
All right,
six more to go here for you in a long round.
Rodeo fans, they're sliding on down. They're going to be, right now looks like they're loading more bulls up in the bucking chutes. We got time to take a quick break. We want to let you know this is sponsored by Team Making 8 and Making 8 Outreach.
This is Wrangler National Finals Rodeo announcer Roger Mooney. When you get ready to get a grip and get explosive, get all of your bull riding info on making8.com. Tune it in, rip off the knob, and let's get hide, hump, hooves, and horns. Making 8, it's a winner.
All right, rodeo fans, welcome back. Brandon, Florida, live at the Crosstown Arena with Remington Rough Stock Company. We're bringing this action to you unedited, just as you as we can deal with it and bring it to you. This is what you're getting. Watching a great matchup so far. Looks like we got Rooster McKeeman going to be in sitting in first place with a score of 71. He's going to be heading on down to Naples, Florida tomorrow night.
Moving along, the Buccaneers.
We're going to have to see him matched up against Wagner Luciano on these Bulls. Both of these Cowboys spend a lot of time down here. Wagner is not back here tonight.
Levi is my Cowboy. Thank you. Levi Hobbs.
Looks like Levi Hobbs is going to be the next Cowboy
Levi
they're going to.
Riding the LO33 Surprise Bull.
LO33 Surprise. Never know what you're going to get with this Bull. He is unpredictable. Gives these guys a run for their money. We're going to see what he's made of right here tonight.
All right, Levi, bucket suit number two on the surprise bull. Hopefully this isn't a surprise to him.
Actually got some visitors over here tonight.
Okay. I'll let this rider go, and then I got a public service announcement.
All right, here, rodeo fans, here we go. Coming out of bucking suit number two now, this next Cowboy. Levi Hobbs. Bull's going to be coming out to the right.
When they crack that gate on that surprise bull.
Call for the gate, out to the hard to the right. And now me just could not stay with him. Oh, gives him a little shot right up there. Just the, no score for Levi.
All right, y'all. Our very first rider tonight, David out of there on his own 2 feet, even though he got a little bit injured. He has lost something very near and dear to him. A Zippo lighter. It has dice on it. It's a very personal, special thing to him. So if anyone finds it, please bring it up here to the tower. All right, moving along. Bucking cute number one, that Guatemalan Cowboy, Ernesto Garcia.
All right, rodeo fans, there we go. Ernesto Garcia, the Guatemalan Cowboy. Going to be on a Bull Day brand, double lock. Ernesto, the Guatemalan Cowboy, knows how to get it done. He is a hard-driving Cowboy. We're
going to
see what he's made of right now.
Sign up for the kids' calf riding during intermission, kids' calf riding.
Coming out of bucket shoot number one, Bull's going to be coming out to the right.
All right, bucket shoot number one. How do you say eight in Spanish? Ocho.
Ocho. All right, Gabe Man's ready to go. Waiting on the Cowboy now to get up on his rope.
Let's go. Getting ready to go here. Bucket 2, number 1. 00 is the bull.
All right, here he goes. Calls for the gate. Bull's out to the right now. Ernesto staying with him. Just kind of hop skipping out there. Oh, somersault off the front of the bull.
Put your hands together for that Cowboy and a great effort. No score.
Well, let me tell you, that was a hard shot. Just did a somersault right over the front end of him. Now Bryce Mosley playing the double lock just a little bit. Doing a great job fighting these bulls. Going
to
be a no score for Ernesto Garcia. Looking for at least one more qualified ride now. Still got a few more riders left. A lot of guys know how to get it done. All right, double off back behind the bucket shoot now.
All right, I'm going to keep it moving along here.
All right, Nick Kakuza is going to be the next Cowboy. He's going to be coming out of buck and shoot number 4. He's going to be on a Bull Bay brand M109 Patriot. We're going to see what this Cowboy can do right here. Nick spent some time out in California. Kind of dusting himself off, getting ready to get in some great
right,
Florida Bull Rod
action. Buck and shoot number 4, find out who my Cowboy is.
Got a pretty good crowd down here for Friday night.
Long time no see.
Radio fans don't want to miss out on any of the Remington Rough Stock action down here.
It's called Patriot Missile Bowl. Coming at you at a bucket shoot number 4.
All right. He's up on his rope. Game man's ready to go. Calls for it. Out to the left now. Nick staying with him. Back around to the right. Oh, yeah, Nick digging some spurring to him, making him look like another day at the office. Bull kind of stops now.
All right.
Pulls his rope. He's got himself a score. Great score.
35 on one side.
Great job for Nick. We're waiting on the score.
35 on the other. 70 points. Nick Kakuza.
70 points. Going to move him to second place right now. So there, we do have 5 qualified rides so far, but we still got a few more bull riders that can bump these guys down. They will be bringing 5 back to the short, go rodeo fan.
All right.
All right, here we go. Next Cowboy.
Moving right along here
at bucket
cube number
3. Is that Kenny? All right, rodeo fans, there he goes. Out to the left, back around, hard to the right now.
Staying with him.
Oh, yeah, riding on the side of him. Oh.
Sorry.
Going to be a slow stall. We're going to wait and see what he's got.
Was that Kenny? Corey, was that Kenny? No. Justin Bryant.
Justin Bryant was
going to
be that,
no
that cowboy on the bull they call Butterbean. Going to be a no score for that cowboy.
All right, I got to get back on my job here. I'm slacking on the buzzer. Well, I am still taking sign-ups for kids' calf riding and intervention. That's right, kids' calf riding and intervention.
All right, rodeo fans, want to remind you that the Remington Rough Stock is going to be packing up these bulls, heading on down to local Florida tomorrow night with the Southern States Bull Riding.
This is for your best, you know, you're a redneck win, Joe.
They got a few more cowboys left. It's like they're getting
right.
loaded back
we're
up.
We're also
going to
be doing the hula hoop contest tonight. That's right. This is
oh, they are bringing back
your
the hula hoop contest tonight. Had a great, a lot of fun with that last week.
I need at least 6 people to sign up so that I can do the hula hoop game.
Hey, Radio fans, this is Kenny Chris Bull and you're listening to MakingEight.com.
All right, rodeo fans. Chris Boyd, one of the team making eight bull riders, brought down short left.
You think your man or woman?
Short of the 8 second whistle.
Come on up here and see me. No chickens allowed.
All right, Kenny Hammock looks like he's going to be the next cowboy.
All right, bucket shoot number 3. Kenny Hammock this time.
All right.
Ball.
Kenny Hammock going to be on a bull they call Bad News.
Why does the chicken coop only have 2 doors? Because if it had 4, it'd be a chicken sedan.
All right. Kenny taking his rap right now.
Do it
Don't forget, rodeo fans, we're back on the ramp. Show is back in action Tuesday night, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We're looking to hear from you.
You know, I have a couple of them, but...
Right now, sliding on down, Kenny Hammett.
I mean, this is a family show. Yeah.
Coming out of Buck and Shoot number 3 on a bull they call Bad News. Kenny won this event 2 weeks ago. Only cowboy to ride 2 bulls.
You know what? All right.
Well,
Buck and Shoot number 3, Kenny Hammock on the Bad News
Bull. Bull kind of squatting now in the Buck and Shoot. He's up on his rope, though. Looks like he's going to take him.
Just a couple more left in our long boat round here. Just a few more minutes to sign up for the kids.
There we go.
And here we go. Kenny Hammock.
Oh, hard to the left. That's Kenny staying with him. Right around to the left. Kenny got himself a seat. Oh, yeah. There's the buzzer. Great job for the bullfighter, Jimmy Swint, turning that bull right around, letting Kenny get off of him, all right?
Qualified ride.
Going to be a qualified ride. Going to see if that score is going to be enough to put him in his short go.
35 and a half, that gives him 70.5.
70.5 points.
McKim, your new second place cowboy so far for the evening.
Take Don't be enough to take second place.
We're going to Buck and Shoot number 4. This should be Ryan Jones.
Ryan Jones, the next cowboy.
RCSOCR cowboy, Ryan Jones.
Had an opportunity to talk with Ryan a little bit earlier today. Looks like he's going to be heading on down to Davie, Florida next weekend, rodeo fans. Don't want to miss
cowboy.
That Southern States Bull Riding PRCA action down there. It's going to be a great 3-day weekend. Ryan up on his rope.
Here
now cross for the gate. Pulls out to the
Jones.
Left. Oh, yeah. Oh, hung up just a little bit. Stepped on there at the end. Oh, yeah, he's up. No score for Ryan Jones. Took a nice little spot. Thought Ryan had him there for a little bit. Unable to bring
right.
it in.
It's it for our first round. Still got a couple more minutes to sign up for that kids' calf riding. That's right, kids' calf riding. I also need
all right, rodeo fans, that's going to be our long round action. We're going
to
find out who's going in the short round. We're going
to
try to sort it all out. We also want to take your calls, rodeo fans. If you're interested, give us a call, 646-915-9940. We'll be happy to sit back and talk some of this long round action with you. We can kind of recap, let you know what's been going on. Rodeo fans, go fill your water bottles. Get ready for some great short go round action. We'll be right back.
Faded old blue Wranglers, dusty cowboy hat, pair of scuffed up boots upon your feet, can of pork and beans that you opened with your knife. It ain't much, but it's all you've got to eat. You think of what your daddy said, if your money should run low, just call, I'll send you bus fare to come home. But you're just too proud to take it, and home won't be the same. Now you've had a taste of rodeo. You set out on the road to seek your boyhood dreams, satisfy that hunger in your soul. You wouldn't turn back now, even if you could. You were born to follow. Money's gone, except the $20 bill, but that's your fees to enter old Cheyenne, and all that's in your favor is you and your tribe, and a deep, gnawing, desperate need to win. As you step out on the highway with your thumb up in the air, in your mind the promise has been made. If this way of life don't kill you, or you don't starve to death, you swear you'll be the champion someday. You set out on the road to seek your boy. satisfy that hunger in your soul. You wouldn't turn back now, even if you could. You were born to follow rodeo. Faded old blue Wranglers, dusty cowboy hat, pair of scuffed up boots upon your feet.
Rodeo fans, we're back in action down here in Brandon, Florida, Remington Roughstock. We're going to let you know who's doing what. They're doing some calf riding right now, bringing out these young buckaroos. We're going to find out what we got, who's getting on what here momentarily for the short go-round action. Y'all stay tuned, and we will be right back.
Sack of clothes, free and easy down the road I go. Hanging memories on the highline poles, free and easy down the road I go. Free and easy down the road I go. Up.
Brought a bad fool to the
big rodeo. Said he killed a man out of New Mexico. Dixie said, Billy, please don't go. Don't ride that killer in the rodeo. You're the only man I love. I need you so. Billy, he looked at Dixie, looked her right in the eye. Said, I'm a wild bull rider and I love my rodeo. I'd ride that bull to hell and back for the money and the show. Yeah, my pappy was a pistol, I'm a son of a gun. I ride wild bull just to have some fun. And the higher they get is a little too low for me. Said the higher they get is a little too low for me. Billy rode that killer out of New Mexico. Rode across the Rockies through the rain and the snow. Rode across the desert to the shining sea. Rode across the water out to Hawaii. Rode across the water out to Hawaii. Aloha, aloha, hey. Aloha, aloha, hey. Billy rode that bull around the world and then he rode him out to Jupiter and back again. Picked up Dixie, away they did fly. Like a shooting star sailing through the sky. Like a shooting star sailing through the sky. And I could hear Billy say, he said, I'd rather be a lover than a fighter of wars. Be from Oklahoma than the nebulous stars. Spent a lot of time in some honky-tonk bars. From Memphis to the China Sea. Yeah. From Memphis to the China Sea. And I'm a wild bull rider and I love my rodeo. I'd ride that bull to hell and back for the money and the show. Yeah, my pack of wolves, pistol, I'm the son of a gun. I ride wild bulls just to have some fun. And the higher they get is a little too low for me. Said the higher they get is a little too low for me.
Fans, this is Ty Harris with Making 8 Radio on Making8.com.
So go ahead and say I won't. This game is serious, it's time to get it on. So go ahead and say I won't. I think it's serious, it's time to get it on. When the gates come open and they let in the crowd, it's time to step up and start knocking them down. When the clock hits zero, I'm gonna be the hero of life. For infamy is my destiny. I got my teeth knocked out, it didn't stop me, did it? I caught myself on fire, it didn't scare me, did it? I got myself walked off, stalked, and couldn't win it. Got myself back up, bent down, and go ahead and say I won't. This game is serious, it's time to get it on. So go ahead and say I won't. I take it serious, it's time to get it on.
I'm grinding gears in a Chevy like Junior on Sunday. And I'm gonna wear the crown till you take it from me. 8 seconds, you know it's really rough when we ride. Going hard out the chute like I'm Justin McBride or Ron Coleman. Cowboys ain't never about folding. Too busy living life, all out for the moment. Park Bonifay couldn't see me on a wakeboard. Tony Hawk shivering since I got my skateboard.
Go ahead. So go ahead. So go ahead and say I won't. This game is serious, it's time to get it on. So go ahead and say I won't. I think it's serious, it's time to get it on.
The opposition shows up and starts running their mouth. It's time to suit up and show them what it's about. All eyes are on me, it'll never make me nervous. I'll be as cool as a Sunday morning service.
I got my teeth knocked out, it didn't stop me, did it? I caught myself on fire, it didn't scare me, did it? I got myself walked off, stalked, and couldn't win it. I got myself back up, bare down, and go ahead and say I won't. This game is serious, it's time to get it on. So go ahead and say I won't. I take it serious, it's time to get it on.
won't. I take it serious, it's time to get it on. So go ahead and say I won't. This game is serious, it's time to get it on. So go ahead and say I won't. I take it serious, it's time to get it on.
Welcome back, rodeo fans. We're down here live at Brandon, Florida at the Crosstown Arena with Remington Rustock Company. I want to let you all know we're still in our intermission. If you want to call in, say hey, find out what the information is, what's going on, who's doing what, we'll be happy to talk some rodeo with you. 646-915-9940. When we start the short go action, we will not be able to take any more calls, but we do have the phone lines open, so give us a shout. We also want to let you know we're up on our chat room. We're going to turn things over to Kelly here. She's going to do some video as well as some co-hosting with us. We're going to kick back, play some few more songs during our intermission. So if you want to say hey to Kelly, make sure you give us a call, 646-915-9940. We're going to play a few more songs, rodeo fans. Y'all stay tuned, and we'll be right back.
You boys ever met a real country girl? She's talking true blue. Out in the woods, down home. Party all nighter from South Carolina, a bad mama jammer from down in Alabama. She's a raging Cajun lunatic from Brunswick, Juicy Georgia Peach with a thick southern drawl, sexy swinging ball, brother. She's all country from a cowboy boots to her down home roots. She's country from the song she plays to the prayer she prays. Taught her how to rip up the town. Honey, drippin' honey from the holler in Kentucky. Get you flippin' kinda trippy like a Mississippi hippie. She's a Kansas princess, crazy mother trucker, undercover lover, thick southern drawl, sexy swinging walls. Brother, she's all country. From a cowboy boots to her down home room, she's country. From the song she plays to the prayer she prays. Country. Oh, show 'em how country girl does it one time now. From the backwoods, she's
This is Christy with Remington Roughstock. I want to remind you to come on out and see our bull riding shows first and third Fridays of the month at the Crosstown Arena. And also, dial in and get a grip with MakingEight.com.
A bull-hooking son of a gun. Now who keeps a pike? Get out behind, shoot number one. Who was riding high till a pretty girl rode him to the ground? Any kid knows where to find me. I'm Bandy the Rodeo Clown. In the riding and the roping, I was closing in on number one. Now in dreams at night I ride on that silver saddle I never won. Since she left me the whiskey, takes me to the rodeo grounds, where the cowboys think I'm handy. I'm Bandy the Rodeo Clown. I could ride them all, the bulls in the Bronx knew I was boss. But the ride that woman took me on broke a hole more than this old cowboy's bones. While the tears on my makeup melts my painted smile into a frown, the crowd thinks I'm a dandy. I'm Bandy the Rodeo Clown. Me on broke a whole lot more than this old cowboy's bones. While the tears on my makeup melts my painted smile into a frown, the crowd thinks I'm a dandy. I'm Bandy the Rodeo Clown.
Rodeo fans,
they're
getting ready to do the hula hoop, and
Scott's
getting...
Hurry up, dude!
Our co-host, Scott, he's out here doing the hula hoop, where they stand in a hula hoop, and they let us steer out in the arena, and the last man standing in his hula hoop wins the contest.
Ready?
They did this last time we were out here. It was pretty fun. So we're going to see how this comes out tonight. The guys are out here racing for a hula hoop.
All right.
Choose which one they want.
Well, being in such a hurry,
we'll see how this goes. This is going to be quite interesting, I think. We'll see how they do.
All right. There is no mugging the bull. You must stay in your hula hoop.
All right. We got the bull just about ready.
Even if you get 1 foot, step out.
We're
going to
get this
pull
out. Pull out here. We'll see how Scott does stand.
One of our new Remington Roughstock t-shirts.
Excuse me, I'm sorry. Getting over a cold here. We'll see how they do. They're putting the plank on the steer to get him to. A little agitated, so he'll go after these guys a little better.
All right. Are you ready?
Go
Release the beast.
All right, here comes the calf. He's
well,
just
already.
Coming out just a kicking, but he ain't going after anybody yet. Oh, here we go. First man out. Oh.
Get down, Fredo.
Scott is out.
That wolf not standing. Gotta stay in that hula hoop. Oh, got one giving up. I got two left.
We have four. We got two men left in the hula hoop.
Hey, ball!
Bullfighters are trying to get his attention.
Hey, bull! Your mom is out
here for one of these. This is pretty funny.
Your sister's a heifer. Woohoo! Did you
have
some more, Ryan?
Let's see how this goes. Oh, we got them. Oh,
all right,
we got our
winner of the whole contest. I don't know, there's Steve Carroll. Get your Remington Rumpstock t-shirt. Nice job. Thank you guys for playing.
All right. I'm going to take you back to the
morning. All right, redneck contest.
Scott was out of his hula hoop pretty fast. I kind of disappointed him. He said I made it a little longer. He's bigger than that boy, ain't he?
All right,
here comes some more music.
All right, I'm going
to read. Hi, this is Brian Corson, and you listen to MakingEight.com.
You know, well, I'm a chicken fry, a cold beer on a Friday night. A pair of jeans that fit just right, and the radio. Oh, 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 oh. Well, I was raised up in the music shade of a Georgia pine, and that's home, you know, sweet tea, pecan pie, homemade wine, where the peaches grow. In my house, it's not much to talk about, but it's filled with love that's grown in southern ground, and a little bit of chicken fried. Cold beer on a Friday night, a pair of jeans that fit just right, and the radio, oh, oh, a lot of see the sunrise, see the love in my woman's eyes, feel the touch of a precious child. And no mother's love. It's funny how it's the little things in life that mean the most. Not where you live, what you drive, or the price tag on your clothes. There's no dollar sign on a peace of mind, this I've come to know. So if you agree, have a drink with me, raise your glasses for a toast to a little bit of chicken fried and cold beer on a Friday. A pair of jeans that fit just right, and the radio, oh, oh, a light to see the sunrise, see the love in my woman's eyes, feel the touch of a precious child, and know a mother's love. And stripes, may freedom forever fly. Let it ring. Salute the ones who die, the ones that give their lives, so we don't have to sacrifice all the things we love, like our chicken fries and cold beer on a Friday night, a pair of jeans that fit just right, and the radio. Of a precious child, and no mother's love. Get your little chicken fried, and cold beer on a Friday night, a pair of jeans that fit just right, and the radio up, a lot of see the sunrise, see the love in my woman's eyes, feel the touch of a precious child, and no mother's love.
welcome back, rodeo fans. Brandon, Florida. Oh, I'm down here with at the Crosstown Arena with Remington Rustock. We are just wrapping up the intermission down here. I want to let you all know I actually got out in the arena for the hula hoop game. Didn't last too long out there, I'll tell you. I was about the second bull rider out. And just one of those deals, man, that bulls start making a beeline for you. You tend to try to get out of the way. I know in my history as a bull rider, that was one of the first things I did. But a lot of fun, great entertainment for the crowd. And so we're just now wrapping up the intermission down here. Getting ready to go to some short go-around action. Not sure who the bulls are. But we do have a list of the short go-round bull riders. It's going to be Kevin Rooster McKeeman going to be coming in with a score 71. Kenny Hammock with a score 70.5. Nick Kakuza with a score 70. Chad Willett and Colt Villamonte coming in with a score 69. Those are going to be your top five riders of the evening. And they're going to be battling it out in the short go-round action for the quick payout. So, rodeo fans, want to let you all know that you know, we do this the first and third Friday of every month at Remington Roughstock. Make your way on down here to Brandon, Florida. You will not be disappointed. All right, we're going to break down, play another few songs while they're loading up the bulls and the bucket shoes, getting ready to go. So y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back.
$1 million all on one ride. JW tied me in. Said, make sure you get him right. This is what you've been waiting for all these years. Just before I nodded, he hollered in my ear. Whatever you do, about getting gone. I was telling J-Dub about it over a couple beers. Said if you lose one that good, you'll regret this every year. Whatever you do, don't let go. It's time to be a cowboy, don't you know? Don't let go.
They call me a drifter, they say I'm no good, I'll never amount to a thing. Well, I may be a drifter and it may be no good.
Y'all hang tight. Get ready to get on down, get a grip. Get ready for some great short go rope bull riding action. We'll be right back.
Someone's trying to ride me, tighten up the ropes, they don't know what's inside me. Little Yellow Jacket is my name, and hurting cowboys is why I came. I'm rolling on a trailer out from Arizona, whoever's up next, I'm gonna put it on you. I'll buck them all off in no time flat, and shake them off my back and start the cowboy hat. I'll buck them all off in no time flat, and shake them off my back and stomp the cowboy hat.
Get off my back, boy. You on your back, boy. Get off my back, boy. You on your back, boy. Get off my back, boy. You on your back, boy. Get off my back, boy. You on your back, back,
back. I'm drooling out my nose and digging in the dirt.
Welcome back, rodeo fans. We're down here in Brandon, Florida, getting ready to go with the short go action. Nicky Kuzma is going to be the first cowboy coming out on a Bull Bay Brand 521, the Raspberry Outlaw. Comes in and around with a score of 70 points. Going to be sitting in third place as of yet. That's enough to put him in the money, but he's looking to take home first. These guys thought rodeos don't have a huge payout, so these guys are looking to get every bit that they can get. Nick's going to be down in Naples, Florida tomorrow with ourselves and Remington Rough Stock as well as Southern States Bull Riding. Look forward to seeing that. Raspberry Outlaw's the bull. Nick getting taped up, getting ready to go. He's got his rope on his bull, getting ready to slide on down.
Penny Hammock, your bull of Jagger Garland loaded. Penny Hammock. Sure, before you leave, you stop by and see Team Naked Eight. That's right, NakedEight.com, doing their live internet radio tailgate party with us.
All right, Bull's just laying right down on
our last show. Their great Naked Eight t-shirts. Reach your team by and say hi to Scott Kelly and Austin.
Got him standing up now. He's ready to go, warming up his rope. Nick's a good PRCA cowboy. Been watching him for some time now. Knows how to get the job done. We're going to see what he can do right here. 521, Raspberry Outlaw's the bull. Taking his rap. Bryce Mosley and Jimmy Swint getting ready to go. The bullfighters tonight doing a great job for us. All right, Nick's up on his rope.
All right, Nick Kakuza.
There he goes. We're out to the left now. Woo! Blows up and brings him around hard to the right. Not going to do it. Going to be a no score for Nick Kakuza. He's going to finish out the night with a score of 70 points.
He carries forward his 70 points on the ground.
All right. Looks like Kenny Hammock's going to be the next cowboy. Going to be on 903 Jaeger Bomb. Seeing this bull buck out in the PBR. Great looking bull. Kenny's going to have his hands full, that's for sure.
Looking forward to my road trip tomorrow. I think y'all are interested. We're taking a road trip down to Naples. That's right. Big bull riding at the Collier County Fairgrounds. You're interested in going with us. We're leaving here right about 2 o'clock.
All right, Kenny getting everything geared up. Jaeger Bomb's going to be coming out to the left. We'll see how this bull bucks. He's been up and down here recently these last couple months.
Who's my cowboy?
Kenny comes in with a score of 70.5, 70 and a half.
Cowboy.
Second place.
In the first round. Let's see what he gives him here in the second round. once again, you want to double this to make it go home with a top paycheck. I know you're a redneck when you're standing in the tower and you look over and you see some ABC gum.
All right. Kenny getting up on his rope. There he goes. Out to the left. Kenny blows up hard. Back around now to the left. Kenny makes himself a ride. Oh, brought down just early. Don't believe that's going to be enough. No score for Kenny Hammack.
70 and a half points from the first round.
Rodeo fans, do want to let you know, too, if you follow Making Eight and you follow Southern State Bull Riding, Gary Brown was down last night at the high school rodeo finals. He ended up breaking his arm. He's going to need some pins and all. Not sure when it's going to, how long it's going to be before he can get back in action, but we want to send our prayers out to him. Wish him the best of luck. Hopefully he'll be back riding bulls here before too long. Great cowboy, a young cowboy, really had a lot of potential this season. Not real sure what that's going to do for him this year. But definitely want to send our prayers out for him. All right, going to be sliding on down to our next cowboy. Going to be coming out of buck and shoot number two. Going to be a right-handed delivery.
All right, buck and shoot number three. Kevin the Rooster McKinnon.
There goes Kevin the Rooster McKinnon.
PR cowboy. 71 points, your leader, coming into this short go-round.
Comes in with a score of 71.
Brand
109
that we call Wyatt Earp.
109 Wyatt Earp is going to be the bull. Coming out hard to the right. We're going to see what he can do. Rooster, veteran cowboy. There he goes. Out to the right, back around to the left now. Rooster's back around hard to the right. Rooster staying with him. Got himself a seat. Getting a little spur. Oh, yeah, that's going to be a qualified score. All right, going to be our first qualified ride in the short go.
40 points. 80 points
for the
Rooster. Nice job.
80 points for Rooster
McKinnon.
151
points. Nice job, cowboy.
151 for that cowboy. That is going to put him in first place right now. He came into the score go leading with a score of 71. Colt Villamonte is going to be the next cowboy. Comes in as a tie to 69.
Coming back for your second round. Let's see what Colt
had to talk
here
with Colt there a little bit. Got stepped on in between his back shoulder blades a little bit, but he's doing all right. Little sword. We're going to see what he's made of right here. He's on a Bull Bay brand 323. You're going to see what he's made of right now. He'll be coming out to the right. Right now, Colt's tied for fourth place, so if he's going to get any kind of money, he's going to need to do it right here. He's going to need to make an 8-second ride. And an 8-second ride will guarantee him some money. But he's going to need those 8 seconds.
Remember, mark it down in your calendar. Great family fun. Our next show will be Friday, July 3rd, with our big Independence Day celebration. Come on out and have a
all right, rodeo fans, here we go.
Bring the whole fam family.
Looks like Colt pulled himself up off the bull and decided to get reset here. Having a little bit of issues with his rope.
That's
already with that kind of cupcake joke, so I'm giving you guys 2 weeks to think about it. Your next cupcake joke. Please, remember, it's a family show. All right, trying to get everything set down there. Want to make sure everything is just right down here in the short go.
You can fix anything.
While we have a chance, I want to remind you, stop on down. Make an 8 Outreach Stop by MakingEight.com. Stop by the store page. Pick up a hat, t-shirt, DVD. We'll ship them out that next week. We will have this on our website. The copy is tonight's event. So if you want to see all of the great bull riding action, you can pick one of those DVDs up.
Team Making 8, Colt Villamonte, 69
here we go,
in the
Colt
first
Villamonte.
Half, trying to make some
more
points on the
magic. He's up on his rope. Magic Man's the bull. Oh, real hard out to the right, man. I mean, he is just hung up. There he goes. Oh, took a little shot. Magic Man gets him off of it. Great job for the bullfighters, getting him out of the way.
Take some more
noise
for that cowboy.
And going in those points for Colt Villamonte. He's going to finish out with a score 69. Not sure if that shoulder was just giving him a hard time or what. Chad Willett's going to be the next cowboy. It's going to be our final cowboy of the evening. Right now, Rooster McKeeman comes in with a score of 151. Chad Willett's going to need to come in with a score of at least 82 to tie Rooster. He's on a Bulldog brand, 550, Wild Raspberry. Rodeo fans, make sure you check out Making Eight Outreach. We're going to be doing our live tailgate party live tomorrow night from Naples, Florida, with Remington Rustock and the Southern States Bull Riding. We'll also be back on the ranch Tuesday at 8 p.m. Eastern Time for our Back on the Ranch radio show. Taking your calls, talking some rodeo. So here goes Chad. He's getting up on his rope right now. Tonight's event sponsored by Remington Feed. All right, here goes Chad. Getting ready to go. Pulls out to the left now. Real hard back around to the left. Chad staying with him. Oh! And, I mean, he just looked like a saddle bronc rider. I mean, he had them spurs hooked up in that bull's neck. Not able to stay with him. Going to be brought down short of the 8-second whistle. Chad comes out, finishes out the night with a score of 69. Kevin Rooster McKeeman is going to be your event winner with a score of 151. Kenny Hammock with a score of 70.5 comes in second. Nick Kakuza with a score of 70 comes in third. That is going to be your event, rodeo fans. I want to thank you all for tuning in, checking us out. Hopefully you guys will stay tuned, be entertained next week.
Your unofficial results for the
as we're going to be back on the ranch Tuesday night. We'll also be out here tomorrow night in Naples, Florida with the Southern States Bull Riding in Remington Rustock. I want to invite you all to come on down to Crosstown Arena and you can tailgate with us. We're going to be down here from about 12:30, pulling out of here about 2 o'clock. Make your way on down here, rodeo fans. I want to thank you all for tuning in. Thanks to our sponsors for putting on a great show, Blog Talk Radio. Thank you, rodeo fans. Until tomorrow night, y'all get a grip, and we'll see you next week.
Got bucked off and stalled in Albuquerque tonight. And all the money I let slip away is still on my mind. I hope I can make it up to Reno by next Friday night. But I ain't so sure, 'cause the bill's been piling up way too high. So tonight I'm going out and drinking and hanging out with my friends. And this Sonny Leopard playing the after party again. Well, I can't be down. Corey Rash held on to cash for a good ride. Pandora's box lost the fight for Tater Porter tonight. And that bull kid rock was no match for Justin McBride. And old Ross Coleman, find your old blueberry wine.
So tonight I'm going out drinking, hanging out with my friends. And Sonny Leopard's playing the after party again. And Chris Shivers only knows one guitar chord, and that's fine. We got Sonny Leopard playing the after party tonight. Well, the man from down under, Brendan Clark, put a hurtin' on the hammer. And J-Dub, your heart's girlfriend, sang the Star Spangled Banner. With his cross clear, got him standing for the hometown Louisiana crowd. And Sean Willingham's blue chaps represent the old dirty South. So tonight,